don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
Matt Towns 93.1 Jams. It's Chris in the Morning Rush. Sometimes we're in situations now more than ever where, you know, it is really hard to give someone bad news because I feel like it's always going on right now. And that's why you come to us.
That is so true, Krista. Yeah, we've got Lexi calling. Hi, Lexi.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, love. How are you?
I'm doing all right and would love your ladies' assistance because I'm struggling with a work thing right now.
Okay, let's know. What's going on?
Well, at our work, we work in like teen pods, and recently one of my coworkers, Danielle, has started to speak in a British accent, and it's very Madonna-esque, and it's starting to weird everyone out at work. As a team, we're a little worried about the impression it's going to give our clients, and sometimes it's just plain flat-out difficult to understand what she's saying when we're trying to work together. So we just don't know how to tell her or what to tell her, and we'd hate to take this to emergency room. I hate to take it to HR. And so I'm calling because I need your help to stop the British accent because it's really affecting her job and it's affecting our abilities to work with her.
So you work with this girl. What kind of business do you do?
So we're actually in finance. Okay. And a lot of our job is communicating to clients.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so this girl starts to work with you guys. She speaks English, like that's her daily, you know, talk. Mm-hmm. And then now just out of the blue, she's starting to speak British to you?
Correct.
Wow.
Wow.
Is she good?
I mean, there's sometimes I'm like, oh, that's a pretty good accent. But other times she drops like I would assume would be like Cockney or British terminology that I'm just not familiar with.
Wow.
So it's trying to play catch up when we're chatting with her, and it's just difficult again for us to understand what she's saying. I can only imagine what our clients are thinking because it's going in and out.
Sure. And I suppose, you know, because if it's to this point where you're like, I don't want to have to go to HR, obviously, you know, people are calling you because they're not understanding what the hell's going on. You know, deals aren't getting done. So the communication is really off. Wow. Well, we'll have to find out because I just love British accents.
Yeah.
My daughter is 10, so she always wants me to act like, you know, a British accent and Prince Harry and all of them. my ginger brother. And we'll figure this out. Hopefully next with Chris in the Morning Rush, Lexi and Danielle. Ooh, Matt Towns, 93.1 Jams.
Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Matt Towns, 93.1 Jams. It's Krista and the Morning Rush. Well, we are back at it. We are helping you in situations that make you want to cry. It's called Breaking Bad News.
That's right. And we've got Lexi calling. She's calling to break some bad news to her coworker, Danielle. This is an interesting one. So her coworker, Danielle, has recently, out of the blue, just started speaking in a British accent at work. And her colleagues are getting really worried because they think it's leaving a bad impression on clients. And also, it's just becoming hard to just understand her. No one really knows what to do. They don't know how to talk to her about this or if they should take it to HR, but it's really affecting her job and everybody around her. So she's calling to break the bad news. You need to stop the British accent.
Does she wear a crown at work?
I really don't know because sometimes we're in like different conference rooms, but recently I haven't noticed her with a crown on her head.
All right. Oh, maybe she thinks she's the queen. Who
maybe.
Knows?
Oh, no.
All right. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our line. Lexi, you'll be able to hear us, but when you call Danielle, she will not. And then when we feel like you need some help, we'll break in and help you on that. Okay. Sound good?
Okay.
All right, honey. Good luck to you.
Bye. Good luck.
Hi, Lexi.
Hi, Danielle. Is this the right time to chat?
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm free.
You're free. Okay. Well, I wanted to have kind of a difficult conversation with you, and I don't know quite how to broach it, so I'm just going to pull off the Band-Aid. Recently at work, you've been speaking with a British accent, and, you know, our team, we think that it is affecting your relationship with our clients. And as a team, we've noticed some difficulties in understanding exactly what you're saying. So it's slowing down our process.
Ooh, she did good.
And wanted to just check in and see why you've made this choice to speak in your British accent.
Yeah, all right. So actually, I have always had an accent, though it's a little strange, I realize. It's actually not British. It is South African. I was born in South Africa, and I moved to the States when I was in secondary school. So I adopted an American accent because, you know, when you're a teen, you want to fit in and you don't want to be thought as weird. And I already felt very weird in a new place and a new culture. So I just adopted it, and I have since university. And then also in the workplace, and everyone said it was more professional, so I asked out of my family and friends, so I just kept with it. But lately, I just feel like I'm not being honest to myself, and I want to be who I really am, you know, and I don't want to hide my culture anymore. Wow. Like, this is where I'm from.
I'm fascinated. You know what? Let's break in. Hi, good morning. Is this Danielle?
Hi, yes, who are you?
Hello, Danielle! It's your long-lost sister, Krista! How old are you? No, hi, honey. This is this is Krista and Tracy. We are calling from Madtown's 93.1 Jams, Krista in the Morning Rush. How are you?
I'm doing great, I guess.
Well, I just think you are quite dandy.
Yes.
Yes. I love that you, like you, I was just learning all about you, and you're probably like, why am I on the radio having Chris and Tracy listen to what I'm trying to say to my coworker? Because you are so fabulous that we wanted to highlight the fact that sometimes when we're in a workforce, we don't really understand each other because there's a lot of miscommunication. I mean, we're in that kind of role here. A lot of people don't know what the damn hell I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. It's because my brain doesn't work so well.
Okay.
But Lexi's letting us all know that sometimes your British accent kind of gets in the way of, you know, your Zoom calls and stuff. So is there any way that you can kind of like put that on hold? Or like you said, you have embraced yourself as a British woman now.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't aware it was creating such an issue. But now that I know, I will definitely try to tone it down or maybe just switch back for formal settings like client meetings and conference calls with the team. I had no idea it was causing such a problem. I thought maybe I could just sweep it under the rug and not have to talk about it.
How's that sound, Lexi?
I don't even know what to say because now I feel like a complete jerk that she's, you know, South African and has had this accent her whole life and had to stop it essentially to make it easier for other people to hear. And now I'm the one that's saying, it's weird that you're talking to your natural accent. I can only imagine if somebody said something like that about me and the way that I speak. I would love to find a happy medium here, but I don't want her to not be herself,
right,
given that that's her natural speech, but we have had complaints about it being difficult to understand her. So, I mean, honestly, Danielle, if you're comfortable with toning it down and putting on an accent in the conference calls, great. If not, I think we need to reintroduce you to our clients as a South African woman and speak about your accent and just have that be part of the knowledge instead of it being flipped of, we always assumed, you know, your American accent was what you had naturally. I want Danielle obviously to be comfortable working, but I obviously don't want to be losing our client. I don't know. I feel like I'm in a pickle now.
Yeah, I understand. I put you in a really strange position and I'm sorry.
Well, I think everything is fine. You know, like you said, Lexi, for, you know, some of the clients that may have had a hard time understanding, maybe that's a perfect opportunity just to do a, you know, one-on-one Zoom call. Or maybe you're sitting next to Danielle and, you know, speaking to the, you know, your client on the other line.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's a good idea.
Tracy does that with me all the time.
Yeah, it's like a translator.
Well, it's because people don't want to look at my face. They're like, I don't want to talk to her. I'd rather talk to Tracy. So I think you ladies are going to be fine. And you guys already sound like, honestly, as coworkers, you two actually really get along. So I think it's really great you brought each other on. And we wish nothing but the best for you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. You are so welcome.
Oh, yay.
Girl power right there. Mm-hmm. Times two.